the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share a daily reflection. Your grace.
Today, the 25th of March 2022, is the Solemnity of the Annunciation. We reflect together on the theme, "The Word was made flesh." Today, my dear brothers and sisters, we celebrate the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This feast commemorates the occasion when the angel Gabriel announced to Mary that even though she was a virgin, she would bear a son who would become the reality of the presence of God and His power in our world. Of course, there are a number of other examples of extraordinary conception and birth of children in the sacred scriptures, such as those of Isaac, Samson, Samuel, and John the Baptist. A common feature in the birth of these biblical figures was that they were not conceived in the ordinary way, but by special interventions of God. Women who were already advanced in age and gone the past of the biological age of childbearing, women who had been considered barren, such that the hope and the light of hope of conception practically extinguished. Through these extraordinary conception and births, the scriptures draw our attention to the fact that the things that happen and our accomplishments are not simply ours, but they are a result of divine intervention and assistance. As scripture says in Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, "It is not by might or power, but by my spirit, says the Lord." This is even more true for the Blessed Virgin Mary, not only because the child she bore was not by the urge of human flesh, but by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. But more importantly, the child she bore was not just another human person with extraordinary gifts, but it is God Himself, the Almighty God, who took flesh, became a human person so as to live among us. The response of the Blessed Virgin Mary to the news was amazing. Even though she did not understand how it would happen, as soon as she got assurance from God, she said, "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." Her response indicated her total surrender to the will of God for her. She was favorably disposed to whatever God had in store for her. The Annunciation, dear friends, is a joyful reminder that God never stops taking steps for the good of humanity, and human persons must always cooperate with God's plan for the welfare of the world. He took the extraordinary step of choosing the Blessed Virgin Mary to bring the Savior of the world, and she in turn was ready and willing to act for the common good, the good of the entire human race. The Annunciation stands as a reminder that each of us can also do something for the common good. The Blessed Virgin Mary was ready to stake her reputation, being seen to have conceived a baby before coming to live with her husband, just so that the world might be saved. The question is, what are we ready to offer for the common good? Over 90% of the population of our country is suffering from the pains of the collapse of the national grid, scarcity of fuel for vehicles, as well as the power generating plants, insecurity of lives and property, along with the social consequences. These are fruits of years of selfishness and lack of adequate concern for the common good. Governments at all levels, and all of us citizens in our different capacities, what are we ready to do in order that citizens may simply live? I ask to think about it and see what you can do for the common good in this season of Lent at this difficult time. God Almighty bless you, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins.